This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial for the Aurora paramedics who faced charges in the death of Elijah McClain is set to begin. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Aurora Fire paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Shakuniak are charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide for administering ketamine to McClain after a violent encounter with police officers. Defense attorneys in previous trials have said that the ketamine was solely responsible for the 23-year-old's death. Two of the three officers tried previously were found not guilty. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
New reports from the Colorado State Demography Office look at how migration trends affect growth patterns around the state. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
18 counties, including Baca, Prowers, and Conejos, saw young adults leaving to go to college or look for work between 2010 and 2020. Meanwhile, 14 counties, including Pueblo, Castilla, and Los Animas, attracted folks aged 55 to 70. Cindy DeGrone of the State Demography Office says they've been tracking these age-based patterns since the 1970s.
In Colorado, all of our counties are different. And so within the projections model, we bucket counties into different typology in terms of how we model the numbers of persons coming in and out by age.
El Paso County's population is affected by several factors, so it falls into a combination category. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
High school students in Aspen are building tiny homes for teachers. It's part of a growing movement by school districts to help house educators whose salaries can't cover local housing costs. The median home listing price in Pitkin County is $2.3 million, though starting base pay in Aspen is about $50,000. More than a third of Aspen school employees live in district-provided housing. This is CPR News and KRCC.